There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Length reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome in second hour of the weekend edition. Hope you folks, particularly you new listeners, we appreciate you guys checking out our show. We know you're going to like it. We have a plethora of very valuable information on this particular program. Having said that, a regular guest on our show is a gentleman by the name of Brett Cook. Brett is a newsletter writer. He is also a geologist. He is a gentleman who I have had the privilege of knowing for over 10 years. Met Brett on a site visit in Chile. We were looking at a copper project down there back in about 2005 or thereabouts. I got to tell you, I have all the time, and I know Corey echoes this sentiment, all the time in the world for this man's A, integrity, and B, knowledge. Brett, in your newsletter, you posted an article entitled, well, basically part two of what's going on in the market right now. I would personally call it what a bottom looks like. Any comments, ma'am?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago I posted a comment titled, What Was It Like, Dad, for Father's Day, that went through what happened in the last big resource bust, which was 1997 to 2002, how it played out. I think it's very good background to see what's happening now. And then I posted today another part two, if you will, which is called Will Mining Boom Again, Dad? And we look at the same thing. And I think what's really important to take away from both those articles is that the resource market is cyclical. It's always been cyclical. And you can take this back clear to the Bronze Age or even before that to when the salt traders were trading salt back in 6000 BC in Africa. What happens is the commodities, use of commodity increases, demand increases, price increases. Companies go out, spend a lot of money exploring. They find more deposits, bring those into production. Production exceeds demand. Usually demand starts to drop off because it's countercyclical, and the mining and resource companies collapse. And that's what we're seeing right now. Just this week, the Venture Exchange in Canada hit a 20-year low. Copper's at a 6-year low. Gold is down quite a bit. So what we're seeing now is just the formation of a bottom. And my experience has been that buying quality companies and quality projects during these bottom forming processes is where I've made all my money in the future, because it will come back. Mining will come back. Prices will increase. And discoveries that are being made today are going to be extremely valuable in the future.
Brent, when I read over part one, and I haven't had a chance to go over part two yet, but we will be posting a link on our website below the weekend report for anybody who wants to follow that and read over part two. Part one focused on, or at least one section did, some aspects that brought the market out of the bottom. And one of those aspects was new discoveries. Even if those did turn out to not exactly be economical in the long run, it did draw more interest into the sector thanks to, well, good marketing and some good promotion. Do you see that helping us as we turn into the next cycle, or is it going to be some other factors?
The honest answer is I don't know. Usually it's some sort of event that comes out of left field. But what I do know is that right now we are not finding enough metal deposits to replace what we're producing. And this has been going on now for 10 years, where it's getting harder and harder to find legitimate economic deposits. They're taking longer to define. They're taking longer to put in production, and we are just not keeping up. For instance, a couple of examples I give is the Bingham copper mine in just outside of Salt Lake. All the metal that's been produced out of there, we're using all the copper, is what we're producing in 1 year. So effectively, we need to find and put in production one Bingham copper mine every year just to stay even. The same holds true for the Carlin Trend and the gold deposits. We need to find and put in production one Carlin Trend every year to stay even, and we're not doing that. So, yeah, I think you're right, Corey. As we look out into the future, it's going to take a lot more money to develop these things, and the price is going to go up.
Now, Brent, how much, I guess, credence do you put in the argument on the gold price that it can't drop anymore because that's the average cost of production price? We have seen even mid-sized companies and some of the big companies bring on these properties at much lower than average cost of production prices, which is why I don't necessarily subscribe to the argument that gold can't drop significantly or even marginally more than this, because so many more mines would be uneconomical and not producing positive cash flow.
I certainly think that holds true for your other metal deposits, base metal deposits, copper, lead, zinc, that sort of thing. Gold is a bit different because all the gold that's ever been mined, almost to some degree, is still available at some price. And so, although in terms of production, if gold drops much below $1,100 an ounce, a lot is going to come off the market. I'm not convinced that's going to bring the price up. It seems like it should, but what that will do is make the few deposits that do make money extremely valuable. And that's, again, so it doesn't really matter to me, in effect, what the gold price does. What I want to own and what I'm spending all my time looking for is the very few new discoveries that are going to offer production costs in the lowest third of the industry average. Those will always be valuable, and more so no matter what the price of gold does.
You talk about the cyclical nature, you know, and you went way back to the salt trade thousands of years ago, and I, unfortunately, sometimes I feel like I'm that old, but I'm really not. But one thing I've learned, man, I've been in this game since 1982, and, you know, as sure as the sun rises in the morning, you can count on the fact that cycles are going to change within the resource sector. It just always happens. It's going to happen. You know, it's happened before. It's going to happen again, Brent. I'm really glad that you're stressing this. It's important for investors to realize the nature of the market.
It is. It will come back. And as like I said before, I made most of my money buying stocks during the last downturn, say 1999, 2000, that period. And it was the hardest thing in the world to do, to go out and buy one of these stocks in a sector that everybody hated. The stocks just kept going down. But that is when you make your money. It's just the hardest thing to do.
Now, Brent, real quick, kind of the theme that we wrapped up this last week with on our daily editorials, and I highly recommend people to go back and listen to some of our editorials, especially on Friday, was the question of how quickly can this all come back? We all see how difficult it is for any stock to get buying in it now. When this does turn, do you think the stocks, more than gold, will turn up very, very quickly, or will it be a churning two-step forward, one-step back move?
On the whole, it will be a slow recovery. But I think the stocks that are going to react quickly are the ones that have proven themselves to be competent, have good management, have cash, and have projects that really offer the potential of a significant discovery or a significant, high-margin deposit. Those should do all right. But in general, I think this market's going to take a while to come back because of how high it got and how much damage has been done.
Brent, I would fully agree with that. And unfortunately, or I guess fortunately, it gives people time to start to take positions when they do turn a bit more bullish in this gold sector. I think the overall theme here is that we do believe that this sector, this industry, will come back, and we will see higher prices than we even saw at the peak a number of years ago. But it will take time, and that's why you need to pick out those companies that are making the right corporate decisions and cutting costs and also have cash in the bank and a management team. We can't harp on those three characteristics enough, because when it does turn, they're going to be showing some pretty significant profits. Go check out Brent's website, explorationinsights.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey, neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Welcome in. You are continuing to listen to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. Al and myself are bringing on a new guest for this segment, and a guest who is, well, the founder and business development manager of The Newswire, Pat Beechner. Pat, we were introduced to your services, and you're actually an old friend of Al's as well, because of what you're doing to help out, or I think help out, small and medium-sized venture companies that are publicly traded. Can you give us a little rundown on what the Newswire exactly does and how it does help out these companies?
Yeah, my background is, and you mentioned Ellen and I have known each other for quite a while. I'm a radio news guy by trade myself, and I left the industry in around 2000, 2001, and worked as a media consultant, media liaison. I did that for a few years and did very well by it. And while I was doing it, I actually worked for a couple of companies that were publicly traded. And one of the biggest complaints that the CEOs, or more specifically the CFOs of those companies had, were these bills they kept getting from Business Wire and Market Wire and Canada News Wire on. And coming from a newsroom background, the first question that I had was, you know, what are these wires? Because working in a conventional radio newsroom, I'd never heard of Market Wire. I had no idea what that even was. I mean, we got all of our news through Canadian Press, et cetera. So I started looking into this, and then when they showed me the bills, the second thing that occurred to me was them explaining to me, and you got to remember, this is around, you know, 2001, that they were being billed on a per-word, per-page basis. And I had to sit there and think about that because the first question I had was, you know, my media hat went on, and I went, well, wait a minute. You're charged per word. Why? I mean, does someone rewrite these? And when they explained to me, no one rewrites them, but they're billed on the amount of pages that they submit to a newswire to be disseminated. A light bulb went out of my head, and I went, wow, what a game this is. So we went to the appropriate exchanges. It used to be the Investment Dealers Association, now IROC, to the regulatory in Canada and the U.S. to get all of the qualifications for accreditation, and we acquired all the distribution to be at par with the other guys. And we just very simply built a different model. Rather than charging per word, we went with an annual flat rate, which is unlimited press releases for $2,500 a year. And that price has never changed in 7 years. Or we charge $250 per press release, again, unlimited words, and no charges for images at all, which some of the other wires charge. But anyway, that's the long version of how we came to be.
You know, Pat, it is so important for companies, especially that are publicly traded, to issue news. And just issuing news in itself is hard enough and time-consuming enough, simply because it needs to be relevant and it needs to be something that will get investors' interest. That, to me, when I found out how much some of these other services were charging, just seemed completely unfair, especially in these markets that we're in, because of how cash-tight these companies are. And I guess that all goes back to how the Newswire is helping companies communicate with shareholders, because news releases are the most direct way to communicate. Can you touch on how these services help your clients besides the fact that it's lower cost?
Well, I mean, to be very clear, we have the same distribution as the other guys, and that's the first thing we got to make implicitly clear. It is the same reach, and we go to the same places. The thing that I think that in having been in this business now for, like I say, 7+ years, the other thing that's becoming abundantly clear, and that I think a lot of investor relations people need to understand when they're looking at how they go about their business, is that the business we're in, which is deemed timely disclosure, which is your compliance, these press releases, I can tell you, have realistically very little impact on your share price or your trading volume if no one's following you. And if you have some misguided belief that somehow someone's going to go to some portal, whether it's Google Finance or Stockwatch or Stockhouse or Yahoo or wherever, and somehow stumble upon your news, you're very naive. The only people that realistically care about the company that you have are the company or the people that have already invested, or the brokerage that's involved in, you know, financing you, or, you know, they've got their skin in the game. And, I mean, realistically, we're there to help the companies meet their compliance, and we also are a fully licensed cedar and agri-filing agency. So we're there to make sure the news gets out to exactly where it does go through the other guys. But beyond that, I mean, any sort of stock promotion, et cetera, that companies want to get involved in, that really is in the hands of their investor relations people. The days of an IR guy sitting back and saying, well, the stock hasn't moved because the newswire service didn't get the news to where it needs to go, that just doesn't fly anymore. So our whole objective and our whole goal, like when I started the company, I had people that were close to me that said, you're not charging enough. You're never going to survive at that. And from a business standpoint, I just took a page out of Sam Walton from Walmart, his philosophy, and it's very simple, and that's price them cheap, stack them high. And that's what we've done. We work with about 400 clients right now at 2,500 a year, and we're a staff of five. We do very well. We're growing. And, you know, we continue to move along. But to the way we help the clients, Corey, that gets to get to the core of your question, I'm of the opinion that any money we can save you annually on simple press release distribution and compliance that frees up money you can spend somewhere else to promote your company is a good thing.
It is very important for public companies today to be cognizant of the expense side of their income statement, and you're obviously helping them to do that. I don't know how much interest our normal listeners would have to this other than to, you know, to be aware of a new, very effective business out there, private business, I might add. But, in terms of our sponsors, I think they really need to be aware of exactly what Pat is doing, don't you?
Well, I would agree with that, and I think those are the people that really benefit, because when the news hits the wire service, what is important is to simply get it out so that people can read it. And, Pat, it seems like that's exactly what you're doing.
One thing I was going to mention, and I know we're getting short on time, that's really important here, too. One is that if anyone listening is a shareholder of a company, get a hold of the company, because one thing I got to put in here, and that is the fact we always, as part of our business way of doing business, we always offer a free trial, and there's no obligation at all, and there's zero charge. And I'll be honest with you guys, I cannot remember the last time that someone used us on the trial and then did not sign on. It just doesn't happen anymore.
There you go, Pat. Good advice for anybody out there who is a shareholder. Can you provide a website or any sort of contact information that our listeners can pass on to these companies?
The website's very simple to remember. It's just The Newswire, so T-H-E, thenewswire.com.
All right, there you go. Everybody, go share that with some of the companies that you are invested in, especially the junior and mid-sized ones that need to keep their expenses in order. Stick around, we're going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Alrighty, welcome in. We're in segment 7. We are chatting with Glenn Downs about some breaking news that came out in the Wall Street Journal that is absolutely mind-boggling. It has to do with the operational performance management. It has to do with the data breach. It is very, very, very serious. It was in the journal on Friday. Glenn, tell us about it.
Well, Big Al and Corey, as your listeners know, earlier this past week, the Office of Personnel Management, which is the employing office for all the federal employees of all descriptions, including me, by the way, here working here in the Congress, that's the back office function for all the various agencies of government, had suffered a data breach, and they admitted that at that point in time, I think it was 6 or 7 million people had their information hacked from overseas, and all their personal information had been gotten by overseas hackers. And that included, you know, everything that would be like social security numbers, date of birth, the kinds of things people need to do identity theft, go in, clean out your bank accounts, all those sorts of things. At the end of this week that just ended, it turned out that there was far worse than that. And not only was it far worse than that in terms of numbers, over 20 million people of one description or another had their data breached, again, by foreign hackers.
And most troubling was that included everyone, literally every single person in our government. Those are people that have a security clearance. So they not only have their personal information, like I just described, but also access to their all the interview data and things that they did when they had to get their security clearance. They go back in, and I've been part of that process before, where they come in and they interview you to find out if somebody was getting a clearance, what you have to say about them. They have all the data about everything that they might be blackmailed about, those sorts of things that people have to give up in order to get these security clearances. Every single one of those has been done for the past decade is now in the hands of foreign individuals. So that includes people who are currently in our military that have got top secret or secret clearance, and there are all kinds of different levels of those. But also people that are in U.S. embassies and non-governmental organizations overseas, and many of those people are there under some kind of cover. You might have somebody that is nominally working for some do-gooder organization, or they're nominally they're under the guise of working for the U.S. Department of Agriculture or something like that are really part of the U.S. intelligence community. And now foreign powers know exactly who all of those people are and who their friends are and who their family are and where they live and where their friends and family live. This is on the order of the Aldrich Ames catastrophe of some years back, probably bigger, frankly.
Glenn, do you think this is going to have an impact as to how some of these groups and the intelligence organizations function moving forward?
No question about it. You know, by the way, Corey, by the time people have listened to this, they may know the head of the Office of Personnel Management had to resign under fire, not just from Republicans, but Democrats. This is really, really serious. But the problem is, and also, by the way, part of the reason she had to resign, it wasn't just a figurehead that had to go. They had the Inspector General at the Office of Personnel Management had been pointing out all kinds of really deficient things in their security structure. They've just been ignored, and instead they tend to focus on other social goals and things like that. So the woman who just now resigned as the head of OPM really was culpable, but there are probably a lot of other people too. But as it relates to going forward, you have to assume that all of these people that you've got working under the cover of something else, they now know who they are. You have to know that everybody who is a who is not working undercover, might be openly wearing a military uniform, they know every one of their peccadilloes that they've had, you know, things they might be blackmailed about. They know who their friends and family are. They might be able to be gotten to those kinds of people. They're going to have to really rethink everything. This is a catastrophe for the way that the U.S., not just U.S. intelligence, but a lot of U.S. government agencies have done things going forward.
Glenn, do you have any idea who was behind this hack? Now, I understand that one organization could be behind the hack and then use this information to sell it to somebody else, but initially...
Well, it's a good question. It's a good question. There's a lot of speculation that this came from people in China. But I'm not sure that's authoritative, and I'm certainly not an authoritative source on that. There's some speculation that there's an escalating behind-the-scenes cyber war going on right now between this country and folks overseas. And some of the websites like Zero Hedge and others have been touching on this. But, I mean, obviously, you would have to be a pretty dim bulb to really think that simultaneously, there was a computer glitch at the New York Stock Exchange this past week that shut down the New York Stock Exchange for the better part of a day, and United Airlines, and the Wall Street Journal, and a number of other outfits as well. It defies credulity to believe that all of these so-called computer glitches that we saw here this week at the Wall Street Journal, United Airlines was shut down for a while. Of course, the New York Stock Exchange was shut down for the better part of a day, and there were a couple of other outfits that I heard of that had serious, at least parts of their operations were seriously compromised as a result of outside attacks. They were sold as computer glitches, but I think the conventional thinking around here is that in fact, these are not coincidental massive computer glitches all at the same time, that we're seeing back and forth cyber tit for tat on sort of an escalating scale. And if that's the case, really be careful. I'll tell you guys something. A couple years ago, I had the chance to be at a private briefing with the U.S. Secret Service and the wing of the Secret Service that looks at these cyber crimes. There are kind of two co-heads of that unit at that time. One was a computer geek, a Russian-speaking computer geek, an American citizen, who they had kind of turned into a cop. And then there was a cop-type guy who was really kind of turned into something like a computer geek. And together, they sort of worked. And they told chilling stories. This was off the record, after hours, no TV cameras around. Chilling stories of what could be done. I had the chance to talk to the computer geek, the Russian-speaking fellow, after it was over. And I remember very, very well. I had a chance to ask him just one-on-one, so what is it that really keeps you up at night? And he stopped and he had a really somber look, and he said, there's nothing they can't do. There is nothing they can't do. And as a matter of fact, again, chilling, somebody just had his identity hack, his personal information hack, that being myself, the guy I was talking to, the computer expert, does not do any online banking himself. And the other, his compatriot, does. He said, but I have one email account that I only use for those kinds of accounts. It's the only reason, as I check my accounts daily, and I change my passwords all the time. And that's a really sobering for me, and I can tell you guys, to the extent that I can, I've been doing lots of changes here in the last couple of days since I know I've had my information hacked. And so with 20 million people, and some of those people having information relates to other people, we probably haven't heard the last of it. It could be people that don't even know that somewhere out there in the interwebs and overseas in the hands of not friendly people may have more of their personal information out there than they have any idea.
I find that to be fascinating. I find that to be absolutely terrifying. It just, you know, another reason that people have to stay alert and they have to stay nimble. Glenn, always a pleasure. Thanks, man.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your
your commercial.
Just like the one you're listening to right now.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowitz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
Was introduced to us by our friend Laura Stein, world traveler, financier, etc., etc. Ronald, you are in Germany, and you are a fund manager, among other things. Tell us a little bit about yourself, would you?
Sure. First of all, I have to correct you. I'm in Austria, which is the small neighboring country of Germany. Well, I'm the author of the In Gold We Trust report. It's an annual report about gold. We're trying to analyze gold and inflation sensitive assets based on our holistic approach, meaning that the Austrian School of Economics is very influential for our assessment. And this means that we're basically analyzing our monetary and our financial system and the consequences of our systemic problems to asset classes. I started off as an analyst in Vienna at Erste Group, analyzing Asian equities. Then I set up the commodity business for the bank. And 3 years ago, I set up my own company together with some gentlemen from Switzerland in Liechtenstein. And the company is called Incrementum. And I'm a fund manager, managing partner, and analyst. Yeah.
Now, Ronnie, let's get right into it and chat about inflation, because that is one of the topics that you cover quite in depth and one of the topics that plays a huge role in the precious metals prices, especially gold. What is your, let's go with short, medium, and long-term outlook for how inflation is going to creep in around the world?
Well, I would say, based on the Austrian School of Economics, there's quite a different approach when it comes to the topic of inflation. The Austrian School of Economics says that inflation is not rising prices, but that inflation is increasing the money supply. Rising prices, being at the gas station when you go grocery shopping or for real estate, for example, this is only a consequence of monetary inflation. That means that inflation is already here, because we should not forget that we have all become guinea pigs of an unprecedented attempt to reinflate the financial system. We are seeing huge monetary experiments by the central banks. Nobody really knows where it's going to end, but we have seen that they've been inflating or reinflating the system big time. So based on my view, when mainstream economists say there is no inflation, I say that's wrong. We already see monetary inflation, and we're seeing asset price inflation. So we're seeing real estate prices, but also arts and especially stocks being inflated due to the monetary inflation. And the next stage, also based on Mary Rothbard, will probably be consumer price inflation. And central bankers all over the globe are really desperate to create inflation, rising inflation, and to fight this deflationary pressure that we're seeing at the moment.
Well, you know, I don't think there's any question about that, to say the least. I would also have to say that when it comes to Austrian economics, Corey and I are pretty big fans of that, in the sense that Jeff Deist, who is the president of the Mises Institute, is a really close friend of both of ours. Fellow golfer, I might add. You know, you talk about the inflation that's being introduced into the system by the propping of the stock markets, et cetera, both in the United States and the European countries, and certainly in China. What are the odds of this having any long-term success, in your opinion, Ronnie?
I think the odds are pretty weak. We should not forget that there's basically for this enormous size of monetary inflation, there is no precedent. Nobody really knows how it's going to end up. But based on reading quite a lot about history of inflation, I am pretty much certain that this will not end very well, because we should not forget that the dynamics of inflation cannot be controlled by a central bank or by a politician. Inflation can happen, or price inflation can happen, very, very quickly. So I think if you're kind of ignoring gold, or if one has got a overly critical attitude towards any gold investment, that's some sort of displaced ignorance of monetary history. I think within this environment that we're seeing at the moment, you have to hold gold, as it has always been the best put option on such inflation experiments. And I think one of the most important things is, when I'm talking to investors about inflation and gold, we should not forget that Paul Volcker, end of the 70s, beginning of the 80s, his target was to kill inflation. And hence he succeeded by raising interest rates up to more than 20%. Nowadays, it's completely the opposite. Central bankers are trying everything to create higher inflation rates. And at the end, they will probably succeed. And in an environment of rising inflation rates, I think it makes sense to hold gold and inflation-sensitive assets in general.
Now, Ronnie, you bring up a good point that the central banks have been trying to control inflation for quite some time, but have not had any luck, especially recently, when we have the Fed coming out saying that they want a target 2% inflation, and the stats are showing that we're not even really close to that, and all the different policies that they're enacting, especially the money printing policy, has not had that sort of impact. And I think that's been one of the drivers to the downside for gold recently, unfortunately, is that this inflation that people have not only said that they want, but a lot of people have expected, thanks to this money printing, has not materialized. Are there any other drivers out there that you see that should or could be driving gold in the next near future? Because Greek situation doesn't seem to have any impact. Chinese weakness hasn't seemed to have any impact. What's going on?
Everybody would have expected that gold should be rising in this environment where everybody is discussing Grexit and, of course, China. both events are highly deflationary. So the money supply is contracting because of Greece, but also because of China. Have a look, for example, at commodity prices in general, oil prices, industrial metals. They all came down significantly within the last few weeks due to this deflationary pressure. We have also seen last year an extremely strong dollar. We have seen a major dollar rally. We have seen price of oil going down more than 50% in 7 months. We have seen soft commodities being crashed. So I think it's been a tough environment, but still gold had held up pretty well, I would say. So gold was down last year only 1.5%, which is okay in such a strong dollar environment. In most other currencies, especially the euro, gold is up significantly. It was up 12% last year, and it's up 9% since the beginning of the year. What we are doing in the gold report is we're showing the world gold price, so gold measured in different global currencies, and you can actually see that this world gold price is actually rising since fall 2014. So I think there's some sort of a divergence of what the markets are thinking about gold, because the sentiment is at the most pessimistic level ever. So a divergence between sentiment and what the market is actually doing. I think given that it's really a hard environment for gold, it's holding up pretty much okay. Now, the crucial thing for gold, and I think we are now close to a decisive fork in the road, this disinflationary or deflationary trend, it will have to be broken. Due to our over-indebtedness, not only in the U.S., but also especially in the Eurozone and in Japan, we need rising inflation rates. Deflation is your worst enemy when you're highly in debt. So I think central bankers will become very, very creative again. I'm expecting some sort of helicopter money. I'm expecting GDP targeting. I'm expecting perhaps another round of quantitative easing in the U.S. to come. So I think they will do everything to create rising inflation rates again.
Ronnie, I got to tell you, very interesting thoughts. Ladies and gentlemen, Ronnie moves back on the show more often. He's a very insightful guy. Hey, Corey and I really hope you've enjoyed this week's show.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Have you ever wondered if you could make electric, light, or heat in your home for free? How about a motor that charges batteries at the same time? What if this also restores useless batteries and saves you lots of money? Come to our Renaissance Charge Conference Workshop on August 15th and 16th in Fort Lauderdale. Visit r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-304-2954. 208-304-2954.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you could consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com.